I heard a lot of people, a lot of progressives, a lot of liberals saying there's no difference between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. They're going to be the same thing, just another corporatist, insider hack. If you think that Hillary Clinton would have banned people from 7 majority Muslim countries yesterday if she were president, you know, you're insane. If you think that a lot of the executive actions that have been passed in the first 9 days of this administration would have looked exactly like the executive orders and presidential memoranda that would have been passed under Hillary Clinton, you're insane. These are two very different individuals with two very different ideologies. You can hate both of them, that's fine. You can think that they're not going to push forward with the type of progress that you necessarily want. But the idea that there was no consequence between Trump or Clinton is a total misreading of American politics, of political ideologies, and of the candidates themselves. And so when you look out now at the marijuana policy landscape, people are terrified. They might have been terrified if Hillary Clinton was president, but I know one thing for sure. It's hard to make predictions about presidential politics, but here's one I am certain of. Jeff Sessions would not be Hillary Clinton's attorney general. Russ put up a lot of quotes that Jeff Sessions said. It sounded like drug war rhetoric from the 1970s or 1980s and not from 2016, but those are legitimate and serious words from a United States senator. I think Russ and I disagree a little bit about what Sessions will be like as attorney general, but there is a risk to the marijuana movement that Jeff Sessions presents. He will have the institutional power to make a mess of the marijuana industry, to make a mess of the reform movement. There is a serious need for advocacy organizations like yours, not only, again, to push forward with what you know and love and believe, and not only to help elect the officials who you think will represent your views best, but also to hold to account the individuals who the president selects to run this government. Those people need to hear your voices in the same way that they will hear other voices. There are a lot of myths out there about what marijuana policy is going to look like under Donald Trump. I've spoken at a couple of conferences in the past few weeks, and I've spoken on this issue, and I've heard people speak on this issue. There's this idea that Donald Trump isn't going to do anything negative to medical or recreational marijuana because public opinion is so high. Well, if public opinion was the determinant of what our policy looked like, we would have comprehensive immigration reform, universal background checks for guns, and a heck of a lot of other policies that we don't have now, and we'd be scrapping a lot of policies that we do. That 62% or 63% of Americans support recreational legalization means nothing to the President of the United States. That 80 to 85% of Americans support medical marijuana legalization means nothing to the President of the United States. The other myth is that the industry is too big. You can't do anything about an industry that has grown that big. I spoke at a cannabis investors conference in LA a couple of weeks ago. This is the core of this idea, that the industry has grown in such a robust way. And I was not the popular guy in the room when I told them, your industry is small by any metric of American capitalism. You are a speck of dust in a clutter of dirt of American capitalism. I said, the president, at that time the president-elect, is planning to repeal the Affordable Care Act. If you think that hospitals, doctors, and the pharmaceutical industry are small enough to be shaken down by the president, but the cannabis industry is too big to face the same challenge from the president, once again, you're insane.